I'm Caitlin Matson. This is The Green Room. I'm so happy to have Laura Jackson joining me today. She is the guest conductor for the Wichita Symphony Orchestra's next Masterworks concert, which is this Sunday afternoon. However, it is not Laura Jackson's first time in Wichita. So I say, welcome back, Laura.
Thank you, Caitlin. I'm really excited for this week. What really looking forward to working with the musicians again and doing this music that I love.
So, first of all, can you remind us, when were you here last? What were you working with the symphony on when you were in Wichita before?
When I was here, it was 2021, so it was soon after the time when everything was shut down. We were all masked. We were working with small forces because we were still distancing players and things. We did a suite by Tchaikovsky, the Mozartiana, his fourth suite. So that's a piece that you don't hear that often. It was a pleasure to embark in that repertoire. And we had a wonderful pianist and we had a great time, but it'll be so great to do this larger, more grand repertoire.
And what a program it is. We have, a couple of crowd pleasers. We have things that people will leap to their feet hearing. Joyce Yang returns to the symphony as well to perform Grieg's Piano Concerto, Jean Sibelius's Romantic Second Symphony. But the whole concert starts out with a work by Patrick Harlan. It will be unfamiliar to everybody in the audience. Can you give us an idea of what we'll be hearing?
Sure. Patrick Harlan is a young composer that was born in Seattle. He now lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And he is super, super talented. This is a piece, Wilderness Anthology, that I have done with a few different orchestras now. I really, really believe in the piece. This is about soundscape ecology because Patrick not only loves music, he loves the natural environment. And what he does in this piece is he took a microphone out to some of the most imperiled and remote areas of the ecosystem, so in the Amazon and the Book Cliffs in Colorado and Utah, and recorded the sounds of nature. So insects, birds, everything that you could hear. And then he put those together with music. So we're like rocking out with crickets in the second movement and doing fun things. It's a great piece.
That sounds really amazing. And this is selections from a larger work called Wilderness Anthology, but you're not
Yes.
performing the whole anthology, just a couple of movements or one movement.
We are doing three different movements. So we're doing a movement called Reverence that is like stained shards of glass in a stained glass window. It's super interesting. Then we have the jungle disco, and that's where we have the crickets creating the rhythmic underpinning. And then the third movement we're doing is called Dawn Chorus, and that is it's sort of this ecstatic beauty of the sun coming up.
Oh, wonderful. And I think the audience of Kansas that has such a deep love for the land and the prairie will specifically have an appreciation for his inspiration.
Yes, I should mention too that he has a fairly new recording of the entire work. So if you like what you hear, go and get that recording. It is on his website. So just look up Patrick Harlan, and you'll find it there.
We'll talk more about Joyce Yang, the guest artist, in a couple of moments, but I want to touch on the Sibelius. Jean Sibelius is one of those Romantic era composers that to know him is to love him, but sometimes it takes a while for people to know him or to actually hear a piece of his music live and in person. The Second Symphony is one of his most beautiful romantic pieces. We're going to listen to a snippet of the final movement, but can you give us your thoughts about this particular symphony?
Absolutely. Sibelius is one of the most individualistic, unique, extraordinary composers that I have ever encountered. And I dearly, dearly love this piece. There is something about the way that he stirs from a very deep place. This music, by the time he wrote this symphony, it was 1901. Finland was being oppressed by Russian rule. He had already written Finlandia and Kullervo, which were two pieces that really cemented Sibelius's reputation as a national hero. He was somehow capturing the essence of the Finnish voice, the Finnish culture in music. And his music was an enormous inspiration to people. So while this was being premiered, Sibelius kept saying, I did not write a program to this. I did not write a story. And yet the audience absolutely heard their own story and their persistent fight toward freedom and independence. And there is something about the last movement that you're going to play that there is, regardless of whether you go with that story as an underpinning, there's no question that this symphony goes from struggle and tribulation to liberation, and it is very, very moving.
This
That's
is the
right.
Green Room, and I have guest conductor Laura Jackson joining me. She conducts this Sunday's concert, which features Jean Sibelius's Symphony No. 2, a work, a brand new work by Patrick Harlan, Selections from Wilderness Anthology. And then pianist Joyce Yang returns to Wichita for Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor. Hello, Laura. The Grieg, the
Hello.
Piano Concerto. I think if people might wonder, do I know the Grieg Piano Concerto? Have I heard it before? But I think all it would take was hearing that first chord to jolt their
Yes.
memory.
Yes. Well, and what is so wonderful about this piano concerto is that even if you haven't, you are in for such a breathtaking experience. I mean, this concerto is so incredibly exciting. You will never forget it after you hear it the first time.
And Joyce Yang is an exquisite artist, not only to listen to, but also to watch perform. It's something special.
Yeah, she is truly an extraordinary artist. She has such a powerful sound. She always has such a passion with which she approaches the instrument, and her interpretations are so deeply thought out. She's just a wonderful, wonderful artist, and it's a pleasure to make music with her. She approaches the work with the orchestra like chamber music. So she's always in dialogue with them. She's always aware of how they are contributing to what she's playing. So I think it's a thrill for everybody on stage and in the audience to have her there.
Can you give us a bit of insight as to your experience when you're conducting the orchestra with a guest artist? You act as an interpreter of sorts. You're probably constantly listening to the artist, reacting from what they're giving you. And of course, it can change night to night. You know, what the
Yes.
artist chooses in the dress rehearsal could be wildly different with performance energy.
I
What's
know.
that like?
Well, I see my role when I work with a soloist. My role is to collaborate with them in realizing their vision of the concerto and of that composition. So I'm there to work with the orchestra to help that soloist shine and help this piece of music shine in the way that this soloist feels it and deeply believes it should go. So yes, it is it's definitely sort of a roller coaster because you have this musical being that is basically in the driver's seat for much of it. And so I, as a conductor, I am hearing and trying to respond like a well-tuned sports car to everything that they want and sort of read their mind as it's happening and then get the orchestra to be immediately with them. The fascinating thing for an orchestra is that they can't always hear everything that's happening around them as soon as they start making sound through their instrument, particularly if they're in the back rows and in the brass instruments. So, it's my job to keep everybody, keep the train on the track, keep everybody together. But with the help of the musicians and with the artistry of our soloists, we make it all spontaneous and thrilling. And it's really wonderful when it all comes together.
I bet it is. So looking forward to the concert. It is at 3 o'clock on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 17th, at Century 2 Concert Hall. If you come 1 hour early, there is a concert talk that the maestra will be talking to the audience about the music and taking a deeper dive. I'll be there as well. So the concert talk is at 2 o'clock. For tickets, go to wichitasymphony.org or call their box office at 316-267-7655. Are you enjoying your time in Wichita? Are you eating well?
Oh, I am eating very well, and I am just struck already by the wonderful hospitality and the warmth of people here. And I remember that from last time I was here. I'm looking forward to walking along the river. It's going to be a great week.